when Colonel Stevenson spoke to us a few days ago, we were intrigued by his statement that Iraqi troops have taken over parts of Baghdad. So one of our correspondents went to check it out. He went to Haifa Street in central Baghdad. It's one of the city's most dangerous neighborhoods, and it's one area where the U.S. military transferred authority to the Iraqi National Guard. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports on what the Iraqis are doing and on what they're not capable of doing yet.
Locals say that Iraqi troops have been far more visible since the U.S. 1st Cavalry turned over authority for Haifa Street to the Iraqi National Guard. Instead of hunkering down inside their base, they're out patrolling the streets and manning vehicle checkpoints like this spot in the Adamiya district. Brigadier General Jalil Khalaf Shwail commands the Iraqi National Guard's 40th Brigade. His 2,800-strong force is now in charge of several neighborhoods, including Haifa Street, Sheikh Maruf, and Al-Shaab.
These are hot areas, but we are in control of them. Terrorist activity has recently decreased by 50% or more. We are completely in control of our areas of responsibility. We are capable of executing any operation against the terrorists and getting great results.
The 40th Brigade, that's been trained by American troops, still relies on Americans for backup. It has little in the way of armor, artillery, or air support, and it could take years until Iraqi troops have enough of these to be self-sufficient. 1st Cavalry Division Commander Major General Peter Corelli says that for now, foot patrols are the key to securing Haifa Street.
The most effective way of working in this city of almost 7 million people, is on the ground with the Iraqi people. And that's what we're seeing with the 40th Brigade. They are a well-trained force. They speak the language. They require no interpreters. They know the neighborhoods. And most importantly, they understand the culture.
Many residents say they prefer to have Iraqis patrolling their streets. But one 40-year-old resident who asked that her name not be used says sometimes the Iraqi guardsmen are part of the problem. She describes them as undisciplined and nervous.
When the National Guard comes to our street, they just start shooting everywhere, injuring civilians and breaking glass. It makes us feel less safe. They should be making us feel safer.
Haifa Street is a many-faceted neighborhood. The main strip is lined with office buildings built by foreign companies and the high-rise homes of middle-class professionals. But in the back alleys, crime, poverty, and insurgency feed off each other. Locals say some criminals pose as insurgents to mug pedestrians, and some insurgents pay criminals to plant bombs. Ali Moisin is a 20-year-old student at an engineering college near Haifa Street. He says that the violence has made his neighborhood uninhabitable. Frankly, every time my friend and I go to our university, he says, we say our Muslim final prayers. We don't know if we'll be killed or hit by random gunfire. It happens all the time, he says, so it's better to say our prayers before we go out. Moisin says that many residents have moved out of Haifa Street or put their apartments up for rent. At night, the street is often deserted. Moisin adds that the insurgency has not only terrified Haifa Street residents, it's also had a visible impact on the Iraqi guardsmen. When the guards come with masks on their faces, he says, it's terrifying because it shows they fear the enemy. I look to their faces for relief, he says, but I see only fear. In the short term, the handover of Haifa Street to the Iraqi forces may help to get American troops off the front lines and reduce U.S. casualties. But nobody's hazarding any guesses as to when Haifa Street will be free of insurgents and when its residents will feel safe in their homes. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Baghdad.